Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for your grace that has brought us to your house again today. We bless your name, O God, for the week that ended yesterday. Thank you for your protections upon us in our going out and coming in. We thank you, O God, for your healing hands upon the sick and the afflicted. Thank you for provision for the needs of your people. We bless your holy name. Dear Father, as we have come to your house today, we appreciate, O God, your blessings in the Sunday school already. We pray that your spirit will cement those ones in our heart. Lord, as we open our heart for further blessings from you, may your grace come one more time and send your blessings upon us. Thank you for the worship service, the hymns and the choruses. Thank you for the special numbers. We are grateful and we are thankful to you. Lord, we commit your servants, O God, who have gone from here, the one that is in Owode, or are going to Bakatari, we pray you be with them. Make use of them and channels of blessing to your people. Wherever the saints are gathered in like manner, in all the nations of the world, we pray that your blessings will be upon your children. Help your servants, dear Father. Bless this service, Lord. May you meet with all our needs and expectations. At the end of this service, the Lord will have every cause to rejoice and praise your wonderful name. Thank you for hearing and granting our petitions. Those listening online, may you bless them also. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. reading from three places, and there are short surprises from Psalms, from Second Peter, and from First Thessalonians. Psalm 27, the first five verses. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host will encamp against me, my eyes shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Amen. Second Peter. Chapter 3, we'll read verse 3 to verse 6. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this day willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the word that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. 1 Thessalonians. First Thessalonians chapter 4 from verse 15 to 17. 15 to 17. First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15 to 17. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you, can please be seated. We'll be passing through the sermon, which majority of us already know, titled by the prophet, The Rapture. The prophet said the word rapture is not even used in the scripture, but as we read it in this place, caught up was used, but the synonyms to cut up is rapture. Another word would be use, which is use, is an expression, is cut up, the rapture. Brother Clement, God bless you. I just saw him now. I want to read a couple paragraphs in the sermon, the second coming of the Lord, as a background before we proceed. I read from verse paragraph 19. Now that may seem very like a very hot scripture for the second coming of Christ, but it is speaking of the second coming of Christ. That's the scripture the prophet used for that. We know in the book of Luke. And this great subject that we have here before us now is one of the most vital subjects in the entire Holy Writ. There is nothing so important as the coming of the Lord Jesus. There's nothing so important. God, that is the summary of this life. Alright, let's. For if it does not come, we have been found false witnesses. Our dead that is in the grave are perished. And there is no hope left for us if Jesus doesn't come visibly the second time. In the words of Brother Paul, he said, if it is only in this life that we have hope, he said, then we are of all men most miserable. But we want to look at it, whether it is only in this life that we have hope, or we have hope beyond this life. In the light of the very second of the second coming, was so important that this holy week that we are now approaching, that Jesus, when he was approaching it at the first time, in the very shadows of the cross, he spoke very little of his death, burial, and resurrection. He spoke more on his second coming than he did on his death, burial, and resurrection. So in the light of this, it must be a very important subject. In the Old Testament, there is many times more scriptures in the Old Testament pertaining to the second coming of Christ than there was to the first coming of Christ. Everything to the human race, now after the atonement has been made, now rests solemnly upon the second coming of the Lord. I don't want to start preaching now, otherwise I won't get anywhere. I'm only laying background with this. Now we have different religions, and we have different motives, and different theologies. But our Christian religion is based solemnly upon death, burial, and resurrection, and the second coming of the Lord. Oh, it's an important question. And as we are now approaching, to my most sincere thoughts, we are living in the very shadows of his second coming. There, to my way of seeing it by the light of the scripture, there is not one hope left for the church outside the second coming of the Lord. That is the only hope we have. This act is getting more distasteful than ever. You know, the way our country is, it made people to rise up here and there to send help to people. And the three that happened recently in the country have a total number of 75 casualties, people that are dead. 36 here in Abuja. Abuja and Anambra, 39. Just within this week. And in some of them, they have to come and collect 5,000 naira. 5,000 naira. Which, if they come from far, they will spend it on transport. And now, they die trying to collect 5,000 naira. Apart from the famines that have gone by in the days gone by, like in the Old Testament, when we hear about famine, you know, history told us more about, and the prophets talk about them, the one that happened in Jerusalem in AD 72, when Titus besieged Jerusalem. He said they ate all the grass become vegetables. They ate all the grass as vegetables. They can't go out. Nobody can come in. Nobody can bring support to them from anywhere. In the Old Testament even, you know that family got to a stage that two women decided that they will surrender their children for food. Till tomorrow, I never understand how that one can happen. That a woman
we get to a spot that she will think that for her to live further, that her own child that she gave birth to will now be meat. And they heard the meeting. They decided that you bring your own today, we eat. Who will do the slaughtering? Who does the butchering? Who does the cooking? With your mind that this is my child on fire. That I never understand up to now. And then to come to when they are now eating it. And they finish eating it and they get strength. They say, okay, the next one now is your own child. That's why I said, I don't think this one will work. After she gets another person's child. May the Lord be merciful. Even the king, though an unbeliever as he is, as we will term him, when he heard of it, he tore his dress. Right. The world in his white pandemonium condition has got completely out of control. And of every man-made organization in the world, kings cannot hold their subjects no more. Neither can dictators hold their subjects anymore. Democracy cannot hold its subjects anymore. And there is no hope left but the second coming of the Lord Jesus. The prophet still preached this in the 50s. What about now? And it is now one of the most horrible times for the unbeliever and sinner that he has ever witnessed. Because the doom time is close at hand. And it is the most blessed time for the believer. For his redemption is at hand. Amen. You see, when you are approaching success, you know, there's an atmosphere you begin to feel. When you are approaching victory, when you are approaching release, let's say a prisoner that was asked to spend 10 years and 9 years and 6 months has gone. It's remaining just 6 months. As it is, you'll be counting the days, you'll be counting the days. When it remains like 1 week, it will. But as the person is coming out, somebody else is entering inside. There is two fashions in the world tonight. The believer and unbeliever. That statement is true anytime, any day. The one the Lord is coming to receive. And the one the Lord, the other one, the Lord is coming to condemn. At his coming, he will bless one and will curse the other at his appearance. That is why we say that may his coming gladden our hearts. Because his coming is going to do one of these two things to people. As he comes, he blesses some people. As he comes, he curses some people. As he comes, he receives some. As he comes, he condemns some. It's not condemning animals. It's human beings we are talking about. It was such a great thing to John, the Revelator, on the eyes of Patmos, that when he saw the preview of the coming of the Lord, when he saw the curses that rested upon the unbeliever, and the blessings that rest upon the believer, he screamed out, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." He so thrilled his heart after all that he had seen. The events before his coming, he screamed, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." And when the old church age had been passed in his view, and he see everything in major, the way it will happen, then the scream, "Come, Lord Jesus." It must be a glorious thing that the coming of the Lord draws near at hand. Amen. Well, we want to speak about the rapture. It could be preached every week, every month, because that is the summary of why we are serving God. That is the summary of why we come to church. That is the summary of every, I believe every church, apart from maybe, let me put Catholic, who have their opinions about, because some few years back, one of their major men said that this Jesus that turned water to wine, that there is a possibility that he has drunk when he made a promise that he is coming back. You know, we read a few verses from 2 Peter chapter 3, where Brother Peter was talking about scoffers that are promised to be in this last days. Catholic Church is part of the scoffers. The prophet listed some events, some things that people made used to scoff. And one of them, he said, he read the paper that an Englishman from England wrote, made a statement. And what did he say? He said that the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ was only faked between Pilate and Jesus. That's paragraph 37, part 7 of this sermon. He said that crucifixion was faked between Pilate and Jesus. That's one of the things that the scoffers said. Then let me go further on the things he said. Paragraph 46 and 45 and 46. Watch what was in the paper last week here in America. Some great doctor of divinity from a fine school said that the crucifixion was fake. Said that Jesus only tried to make himself like that, that he had drank this mandate wheat. And we find the Genesis where he spoke of is a wheat like marijuana or something. It's found in the Orient there. And if you drink it, you put it to sleep. And you are like a dead slung everything for two or three days at a time. He said, when they give him vinegar and God, it's all possible that that was mandrake wheat. And when they did, they give him that. See, and he went slump like that. He was dead. They put him in the tomb and laid him there. After two or three days, sure, going back, then he was awake again. He was all right. Said he went up in India and died somewhere. And not really dead, trying to fake religion. That's somebody's right talk. That's somebody's opinion. That person did not talk about the nails that were drove in his hand and leg. He didn't talk about the spear that steered his side. He didn't talk about all that. And of course, he also did not believe in all the prophecies of the Old Testament that spoke about this. And the prophet said, if it was fake, why would the disciples surrender their life for something that they went to, all the matters of Jesus Christ? You think they will know that something is fake and then they will give their life for it like that? Nobody will do that. Even Peter, when they are to crucify him, he said they should turn him upside down. That is not worthy to die the same way Jesus died. What are the ones they tie on the ox and drove right at that until his head will be bouncing on the road like this, until his head will scatter? Different things that the people went through. There is no how. If you are not convinced of a thing, you cannot surrender yourself to it. And that is the reason even people that come to church, the commitment of everybody is the level of their conviction. It is what you are convinced of. Because when you are not too much convinced, there is very little you can risk. You know, spend money to come to church, You know, inside cold, when convenient, in the morning, in the evening, and things like that, for something that you are not too sure about. I don't think it's worth it. For you to be able to commit your life to a thing like that, first of all, there must be a conviction. That's how the prophet preached the sermon, convinced, then concerned. We see how others scoffers. There was a German critic that also wrote a book, which I think is The Silent God, the title of his book. And he said that the God that was set up in the dark ages and hold his hand across his stomach and laugh at a bunch of Christians being murdered, and his own disciple was supposed to be murders with little children and things, and let lions eat them up and never even turn a hand. Scoffers. Say God, he sit down there, he's calling himself God, and put his hand across his tomb, and he's watching his believing children, those that raise their life, that believe him, that confess him, and he's looking at them, the way they torture them, and he didn't move an inch, he didn't do anything. The prophet said, they don't know that except the corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abides alone. There are other scoffers. Somebody also wrote and said that Moses, that said he went to carry the children of Israel and that they passed through the Red Sea, that there was no Red Sea, it was a sea of reeds, some type of bush or whatever like that, that they passed through. Common sense will tell you that if they pass through it, Pharaoh and his people will have also passed through it. Is it that sea of it that keep Pharaoh and his people? You should go back to Egypt and ask questions. They will never forget. That was the only king in Egypt that was not buried at the royal cemetery. His grave is in the sea. That was one time that all their chariots of whatsoever was destroyed in the Red Sea. Let him go there and find out. Scoffers. It is in prophecy that we will have them at this last day. And we will have them just as they were scoffing Noah in his own time. But the story changed when the rain started. So also, the story will also change one of these days. Scoffers, he continued. The prophet said, an astronaut, he went up, he came down, and he told the people that there is nothing up there. Which level did he get to? Did he reach the end of space? There is a place where that thing we turn to get to and become powder. Astronaut or no astronaut, there is a limit where they can reach. It will make everything become powder. When you are trying to investigate the work of God, there is a boundary that you can reach. Couple years ago, these people want to go and see the Titanic that was destroyed. How many? Almost up to a century already. And the thing they carried there, to enter that thing, I've forgotten exactly now, I think it was $250,000 for a space inside that thing that they entered to go and look at it. When they were going, the thing imploded. Opako in Yoruba word is the opposite of explode. This one implode. the weight of the water on top, that it will not stand the pressure. So it closed like this, and that was the end. These are not poor people, they are very rich people that enter inside the place. The Titanic also, it was very rich people who is who that also enter the place. These are preambles of what will happen in the future. Sometimes when human beings think they have small money, they want to become Alpha and Omega. They want to become everything. You can no more talk to them. You can no more control them. You can no more instruct them. You can no more advise them. It's again it yourself. Scoffers in these last days. Then the prophet said, still on the scoffers. He said, the Catholic Church, they say that this Bible is just the history of the church. That is all the Bible is all about. I don't know. Maybe recently that they allowed their members to even touch the Bible. All these years, they told them not to touch it because it's only the priest that can read it and that can tell the congregation what is inside. That is why the people does not know their A from B. Scoffers. This is God in written form. It's a book of prophecies. He told us of things that are before even the creation. He told us of things that happen after the creation. He tell us of things that some of the things here are happening now. As I sit down here, they are happening now. And the things that will happen until this world will be no more and beyond this present world, they are all written in this Bible. And they are accurate and they are correct. But everything that we deal with is a spirit. Yeah, when somebody is actually naturally having the spirit of criticism inside of him, there is nothing will be good in the sight of the person. Everything he will criticize, it is a spirit. When the spirit of unbelief enters into a human being, he will never believe. If I somebody told Brother Abraham directly to his face, say, I don't care what to do. Anyhow, whatever you do, with all the signs and wonders, I don't care. Discernment and the rest of it, say, I will not believe. Abraham said, you don't have a problem. Because we are not doing this thing for you, because you are not a believer, as you have said it in your mouth. And you remain a non-believer.
Amen.
If there is an age that will not have an excuse, is this age. Because in this age, though it is the age that is promised to have scoffers, yet this is the age that God went beyond the normal to prove his word. Beyond reasonable doubt. But that proving is only for believers.
Amen.
Now the prophet told us, of course there are so many testimonies, the prophet mentioned one in this Samuel was preaching, that when he was teaching the seven church age book, he was teaching the seven church age, and he drew it on the board. Put the age, the messengers, and the rest of it. In the presence of hundreds of people that were seated. He said 300 to 400 here. He said, when he finished here, he said, then this pillar of fire came and go to the back of the building and drew what he drew here, there. And they were looking at it. Broad daylight. They saw it drawn there. What could be more plainer than that? May the Lord be our help.
Let's go now. Paragraph 65.
Now the prophet said, but to the church, the bride, the rapture is a revelation to her. It is revealed to her. That the revelation, the true bride of Christ, will be waiting for that revelation of the rapture. Now it is a revelation. For the revelation is faith. You cannot have a revelation without it being faith. Faith is a revelation because it is something that is revealed to you. Faith is a revelation. Faith is something that has been revealed to you, like it was to Abraham, that will call anything contrary to what has been revealed to him as though it wasn't so. The Bible says Abraham that against hope, he believed in hope. Though his body is dead, and the womb of Sarah was dead, all those ones, he didn't look at them at all. He still believed that what God has said will come to pass. Now the prophet said that what actually is faith? He said it is the revelation of the will of God, the revelation of God's program. The revelation of what God already has finished that is going to happen anyhow. Whether anybody likes it or not, it will come to pass. When he says it, it will happen. Anybody that reads the Bible, he will know that there are things in the Bible that except God help you to actually have this faith, this revelation, is hard to believe. A prophet stood one day and said, "God fear the Lord. By this time tomorrow, that's why the state of the economy, they will sell a bongo of rice for 200 naira. By this, he said, "God fear the Lord." The economic advisor of the king, he said, "Even if God now opened the windows of heaven, that he is now pouring it down there. Which, as we said one time, there are windows in heaven. The Bible proves it. All that he takes is for God to open it. When he opens it, no man can shut it. He has opened it before. He can open it again. If there is need, he can still open it also." This man, not believer, he said, "God will open windows in heaven." He said, "This thing can never happen." He didn't read his Bible. He didn't look at the back. He should have looked at the chain of Israel coming. 2 million people coming from Egypt to Palestine. How are they feeding every day? 2 million people. They did not pay one cup of. The prophet still put price on this one. Israel did not pay one cup of for what they were eating. Every day, what they have need to eat, they will pick and eat. They go back tomorrow, it is there also. It was happening until they enter into the promised land. When do they need it again? What are you talking about? When they started the journey, there was water scarcity. But it got to a point when God took over the water project himself, and a rock, physical rock, was following them, and they were drinking from it. Who do you call God? God that we serve. Anyone that does not have revelation like that, he will die an unbeliever. God is God. He's not man now. May the Lord be our help. We are speaking about the rapture. Scoffers. In the last days, in the face of God's display of his power, the display of his glory, the display of his beauty, the display of his provisions, the display of his healing power, the display of everything that he has done in this generation, then somebody see the man and not believe him. May the Lord be our help. Somebody told the prophet, I don't accept revelation. Then the prophet said, then you cannot accept God. Because that is upon what the church of God is built upon. When Jesus asked a question in his church, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? Some said, well, what we are hearing, some people are saying that you are that John the Baptist, that his hair was cut off, that he rose from the dead again. Another one talked, he said, some are saying that whether you are Elijah or something, you know, come back. Some say, hey, Jeremiah, one of the prophets. Okay, he said, now, leave what they are saying. If that is what they are saying. You that is in the church, you that is following me, you that say you believe, what is your understanding? What is your revelation? You yourself, what did you say? And you that is sitting here this morning, you will be confronted with the same question. And you must have an answer. Whether this message is true or it is fake, you go with the conclusion in your heart. Peter spoke. See, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Immediately he finished like this, Jesus said, flesh and blood hasn't revealed this to you, but my Father that is in heaven. Abraham explaining that word flesh and blood, it means that not a human being, be it from seminary, be it from theological school, be it whatsoever, not a human being ever told you this thing or explain it to you, but it was a revelation from my Father that is in heaven. And I say unto you that upon this rock of revelation I build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So anyone that Jehovah God give this revelation to, of his program, of his plan, of the message of his day, that God revealed it to personally by revelation, I say unto you, the gates of hell, it means all the powers of Satan, will not be able to prevail against it. That's it. We are not just here to come and show clothes. We are not just following a faker. Peter said, we are not following cunningly devised fables. He said, we are eyewitness of his majesty. He was there on the Mount of Transfiguration when Jesus was changed. When Moses and Elijah appear, and the environment changed, and they didn't feel like leaving the place, and Peter said, it's good for us to be here. We should not leave. Let us make 3 tabernacles. Of course, Jesus saw that the problem call it denominations. That Peter was talking about denominations again. Say, one for you, one for myself, the other one for John. Moses, Elijah, whatever. Say, no. They saw it happened. That was where the voice spoke to him, that this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. Whatever he says, listen to it. That was why that Peter was ready to die with his head down. Because he knew what he has witnessed. His first encounter with Christ, it was disarmament. Simon, son of Jonas. Somebody he has not met before, that knew his name. than knew his father's name. It was difficult for him to doubt a thing like that. Philip ran to call Nathanael, and he told him that we have found the Messiah of whom the prophet spoke about. He said, the prophet of Nazareth. He said, if you have mentioned another town, it will have been a different thing. This Nazareth you mentioned, nothing good can come out of that place. Say, well, that's your idea, but you come and see first. And Jesus was following them, following their discussion. By the time they came, behold an Israelite indeed, whom there is no God. He said, Rabbi, where did you ever know me? Say, before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I already saw you there. From here, you saw me under the fig tree of how many kilometers away? They knew that this is a prophet. This is not an ordinary man. This is a prophet. And this thing was displayed in our generation almost like 1 naira something. It was too much. It's difficult for you to listen to 2 sermons without going through the sermon. The previous service Friday, not this last one. You see, Brother Bram took a row. And finished the whole row. He disarmed. He just started from one person. He said the next 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 person. Until filling the row. Who do you say this one is? Look, as long as this life remains, my life is 100% tied to this thing. I was chatting with a minister from Zimbabwe recently. He said, which religion are you? Which favor do you stand for? I said, I'm an unrepentant believer of William and Abraham. I'm an unrepentant believer and follower of William and Abraham. Every word is here. Stand by it. Amen. Even the news, they will say that this is the end of the world. According to the scriptures, this is the last age. In the seventh church age book, it is called the Laodicea church age. In this one. But we can go further and say that from that Laodicea, when the bride is brought out, then we have the bride age inside Laodicea. A people. When God is going to call a people, and he has called that people for his name's sake. Now, the prophet said, we know we are all living in the Laodicea age, and there will never be another age to it. It can't be. So, we are living in the Laodicea age, and this seven seas that has held that book is a mystery to people. And it should be open at that day. Amen. You know, every church have their own seeds revealed. No problem. But I'm only prone to take what Brother Bram said only. Because he's the only one that I've seen as a prophet that is vindicated. There are thousands of prophets all over the world. Thousands of prophets. Some may be vindicated as a fivefold, which will be wonderful. But in this generation that was vindicated as a messenger of this age, the prophet messenger, is William Aaron Branham. It was not done in a corner. Branham was called to question one day. And when they employed a very shrewd lawyer, Tatulus by name, to come and lay accusation against him, the man lay it and lay it and lay it and lay it. He said, you yourself, when you examine the man, you find out what I'm saying is the truth. So it's a mover of sedition. It's a ringleader of one sect. If we use today's language of the message of the hour, when he lay it finished, thank God that Brapoy himself, he was not an uneducated person. He said, ask more of this grammar. Boy, I like to always read that place first in the word. I love the message. Because I love the defense of Brother Paul. When he lay that day, he moved the king on his chair. When Festus saw the way the things was going, and saw that this thing, anointing is entering inside this thing, he still with a loud voice. He said, Paul, much learning make you mad. He wanted to scatter this whole thing. But Paul said, most noble Festus, I'm not mad, but I speak the word of truth and verity. He said, the king before whom I freely speak, he know this is, he said, because they were not done in a corner. Then he went further. He said, King Agrippa, you believe the prophets? He said, I know you believe. Whether you say amen or you don't say amen, I know you believe the prophets.
Yes, sir.
Circumstance, situation, disease where you are sitting may not make it for easy for you to be able to say amen, but I know you believe. In fact, Agrippa forgot himself. He said, Paul, you almost convinced me to be a Christian. You almost persuaded me to be a Christian. Paul said, not only you, but all that are hearing my voice like this, I want everyone to be like myself apart from this God. It was clear to Agrippa. If we have opportunity to sit before to preach before any Agrippa today, it will still be clear. Whether they will say amen or they will not say amen, it will still be clear. Because there are evidences, undisputable evidences. Look at the pillar of fire that was snapped by a critic. It's there. These people, they said that as long as this world exists, he said, this bishop will live on. And it's alive today. That I don't think there is any country under the sun that does not have this pillar of fire there. That is one side. Apart from what happened to Jesus Christ in River Jordan. I don't know how many people were present. But definitely they cannot be up to the number of people that were present at Ohio River in 1933. We have Abraham mentioned one place that about 5,000 people were there. When this same pillar of fire came down, after it came down in the time of that something, and it also came down on its way to, when Paul was on his way to Damascus, very few people were in that one. The next one he came down and spoke, it was in Ohio River. William Brown was the one there baptizing. And the voice spoke. And the thing is published, is still in the archive of US. It was published in their local paper that this light appeared over a local Baptist minister while he was baptizing. It's still there in their archive. It can never be erased as long as this was found. Yeah, John the Baptist was sent to front the first coming of Christ. You, William Branham, you are sent to front his second coming. When the pillar of fire, which is God, in that form, I've said that one. You think I will be in my right senses and still follow somebody else? The rapture is only for the bride. The rapture is only for the bride. Paragraph 81. I want to read it a couple of things, then I'll talk. Now this rapture that we are talking about is only for the bride. Remember, the Bible said, and the rest of the dead live not for 1,000 years. This great rapture, if there is not a rapture, friends, where are we at? What are we going to do? What age are we living in? What promise do we have? There is going to be a rapture. The Bible says there will be, and it will be only for the elected. The elected lady, the bread in this day that is pulled out, and they are called the church. The Sunday school teacher was talking about that this morning. When you see this capital C church, he's talking about the bride of Christ. The prophet said, he said, when he was at the age of 16, he said his little boy was inside of him. As at the time he is preaching this one, the boy is already fully grown. They are fellowshipping. When I was also 16, when I was also 19 or 20, this boy was inside of me. I didn't know him, he could not fellowship. The difference between me and God is that because God is infinite, he knows the ending from the beginning. When he predestinated his own people, right before the foundation of the world, he already pulled down their name. He put down the name of those people that will be a bride member. That their name will be in the Lamb's Book of Life. Those that the Lamb will come and redeem. He already put down their names. And once the name is put down, God does not have an answer. In that he is there, he is there. The only way it can be raised is from the other side of it, the Book of Life. And there is reason why I do that one. We are not teaching that one this morning. But I'm just telling you in summary that this Lamb Book of Life, any name that entered there, nothing deleted it. Nothing can erase it. Before the world began, he already knew how every age will be.
This is before the world began. This is where the creation happened. Then you have the time of Noah. You have the next group, the next group, the next group, the next group, the next group. See, this last age. Let's assume this is the last age of Laodicea. From this time, God already have the names of all his children. Those who will be in the Lamb's Book of Life. These are the only people that will go in the rapture. Those that he has their name in the Lamb's Book of Life. There are other people also that their name is in the Book of Life. These ones, anyone that their name is not here, no rapture. The ones that are here, that are see God's own children, because in this place, there are some people's names that will be deleted. Is that the scripture? That is the scripture and that is the message. Some people's name will be erased from there. Now, these ones, those that are east, and this one, all of them, God had their name already. And he already knew those of them that will be at the time of Noah. He know how many they will be. He know how many they will be in the time of Abraham. He know how many they will be in the time of Moses. In the time of Elijah. And Elisha. He know how many. He know how many will be. Let's come to the Gospels. When he said will be here and asked. In the gospel period, you know how many they are. So that is why God is never surprised. When people call him names, you are a bastard, you are Beelzebub, you are the prince of demons, you are the rest of it, he doesn't face him a bit. That one, for instance, does not change him for who he is. Did he change him? He doesn't change him. Because he knows that those people that are not his own, they can't understand him and they cannot like him. It's only his own children that come from him that love him. The prophet said that it is not possible, you know. If they check the blood inside of me now, what they call the DNA, and they test it in this building, it will only match three people. As plenty as this place is, it only matched three people. That's the boy and the two girls. It will even match my wife. Because she didn't come from me. And that is how God Almighty also. His DNA, the people that are his own, his DNA, it matched together. And that is why it is easy, the prophet said, for every one of them in their own age, that the word of God that God sent to them in that age is never changed to them. When one was saying the people should come and enter the ark at that time, it was sent to some people. What are you talking about? The questions that others have, the children of Noah too, they may also have. Don't you say that because they were a children and that is why they believe. Ham has his doubts. He has his doubts. He don't follow them enter the ark because it's a family. You look at it from family angle. But he has his doubts. The seed inside of him is different. But the other ones, they have the same seed with their father. Even when their father was even wrong, is it not wrong for him to drink and sleep naked? It's wrong for him to drink and sleep naked. He overdrank, he overshot the Bible. And he lay down naked. And Ham was the first one to see him. Instead of him to feel ashamed, to think of what he would do to him, he was laughing. He went to go and meet the other two boys to come and join him to make jest of the old man. But the other two people, they have a different seed inside of them. That scoffing spirit was not in them. But it was the scoffing spirit inside of them. That was what was calling them to come and let us do. See the way the other one, they didn't laugh. Immediately they saw it, they went to go and get it, and they used back. They put Japheth holding one thing, then Shep holding one thing, and then they move back like this one. And then they drop it down, cover it like that one, and put the cover.
A man that was sleeping, drunk, and was inside sleep, he knew what was happening. When he woke up and the dreams clear, he called them. He called Ham, he calls him and he cheated. He blessed Japheth. He said, God will enlarge his coast. He said, Shem, you enjoy with Japheth. the blessed. All these things that was happening, they are all in God's record here. Those things have been played back. So whatever anybody does today, whatever anybody believes today, whatever anybody is standing for today, it is a playback of God's program for the person's life. It's a playback. That's why the prophet said that when you tell somebody and they didn't believe, pity the person. Because there's nothing you can do. It means that there is no representation inside of the person. That there is no seed of God inside of the person. Now the seed of God that was placed in Japheth and their wife and the wife of Noah, it was the seed of that age. And what was the seed of that age? That when God speaks, say that flood will come, and it will not be said to them. Something inside of them will make them to recognize that that was God speaking. Even though there is no instinct to prove it, even though science cannot prove it, even though nothing can prove it, but there is something inside that is not telling them it is the truth. Something you cannot explain. This same way it is also what it is in the time of Abraham. In the time of Moses. Moses carried a multitude to come from Egypt. Majority of them were rebels. As they were going, what they were just criticizing. When he reached a point, Korah, daughter and Abraham, in their group of discussion, this is our something. The only thing I'm trying to do, only Moses talk. Only Moses. You just be talking, and that is what he says. Everybody will. Abraham said, I've been thinking about the same thing too. That I say yes. In fact, the same thing you are saying, me too, I've been thinking about it too. Because spirit congregated. As they proceeded their discussion, they made up their mind that they have to do something about it. We can't be following this, only he will talk. Once he talks, nobody must see any other thing. What he says, well, that's what everybody will carry out. We don't think that God will do a thing like that. Gradually, they all told their family in their family altar, let's assume it like that. Then, from the family altar, they were telling their friends, they were telling this one, the thing was expanding and expanding and expanding. Until it got to a point that the camp can feel it. That there are murmurs. The camp can feel it. Until everywhere you can feel it, the suffering. Then one day, Moses said, what is the matter? Isn't that Korah now? He told me this, but I didn't see what he said. Another person will say, Abraham also talked to me too. This one will also say, that and daughter also talked. Then Ramosi called them for a meeting. They said, we are not coming for a meeting. We have made up our mind. We have made up our mind. What we are going to do, we are not coming for any meeting. Before you know what is happening, they gather their group. They are now already over 200, about 250. They have gathered. So we form our own local assembly. Sorry, I'm just using that. Just analyze it. But in that thing, it was only Moses that God sent to go and bring them out. Then Moses said, God, what is this one? God must have shown him a vision of what will happen. Now these people see the way I will do their brother. Yeah. Moses came. Who is on the Lord's side? Come behind me here. All that fear the Lord as at that time. All that see have that feeling. That when God talks, don't antagonize him more. They all came behind Moses. When they came behind Moses, then Korah, Dathan, and Abiram and their group. Error used to embolden people. He used to give people effrontery. Error used to, that is the spirit that goes with error. It made people to be wild. Say, no matter how many people who are gathered in that place, you should stay here. You should stay here. He's the only one that wants to be dictating to us. Nobody else. He's the only one that you should have revelation. God cannot reveal himself to any other person. We don't believe in that. When everything was set, Moses made a statement. He said, if these people die natural death, he said that God has not called me. He said that one on the authority of the vision that God has already showed to him. Because a prophet don't make those statements ordinarily. He said they have God says enough. Few seconds, God conducted their burial. Your clavier, pam, pam, the burial is finished. That's the end of the burial service. Because these people are with Moses, they are mismultitude. Then the next group, they spoke. Say, Moses have killed the congregation of the Lord. The prophet told us that that spirit is always repeating. We that is preaching here, we know that it's not every member that believes what we are preaching. It doesn't affect anything. It's not everything that we do here that everybody accepts, that everybody agrees to. We are here as individuals. What I do here, I will give account. What you believe, what you stand for, you will give account. Shikena. We won't force anybody for anything at all. The Bible make it plain that it was only Joshua and Caleb that had a different spirit among all these people. All of them, they were all atomic. Many believers. Mismultitude. Only the spirit inside of them, it takes different time to mature. Some people mature, some people's own mature, when they murmur against Moses and the snake came to bite them. That's why some people's something mature. Level by level like that, the majority of them, they follow to Kadesh Barnea. We are majority. God for new that here. Those who will believe in the time of Elijah, God know them. He already foreknow them. So it was not a news to God. When Jesus was preaching to multitude, feeding several thousands of people with food, he knew that not many of them believe. In fact, he can count the people there, if he wants to, that are real believers. When he got to John chapter 6, then he took the something higher. The prophet said he was shaking up the parasites. He himself was the one that broke his church. He used someone to break his church. That is a heart who can hear this one. Hey. When he dropped this one, they were still trying to kill it. Then he dropped another one. He grabbed it. Ah, this one is too much. Even the 70 that are ministers, they left. Let me put this one in my pocket. They all left. And the church that day from several thousands remained only 12. Jesus was still asking a question. You 12, will you go away? Judas kept quiet. He doesn't need you to talk at that kind of time. If you hear him at all, it is only either food or money. It's okay, that's when he will talk. You know, talk, just get quiet. Peter said, to whom shall we go? We are persuaded and we are sure that you are the only one that has the word of eternal life. The thing that Korah, Dathan, and Abraham did not believe, that only one that God deal with one person in a generation. Peter knew. Say you are the only one that had the word of eternal life. We are persuaded that we are sure of that one.
Jesus said, haven't I chosen you to be one of these devil? Judas, keep quiet. One is a devil.
Did he go to a camp?
He told them that one of you is going to betray me.
And he said, the way you are bringing this, I think everybody has to clear themselves.
Peter said, is it me?
He said, you know you are not the one.
John asked. James asked. Philip asked. Bartholomew asked. Israel asked.
The last person to ask was Judas.
He thought the thing will stop halfway so that I can escape. He did not talk. He was the last person to talk.
He was the last person.
You know that this is a terrible question and answer. Only among 12 people.
Hey,
you will be wondering that who will I do now? I wish I'm not. I didn't have to ask this question. But when everybody cleared themselves, it was not compulsory for him to say something.
Say, is it? He said, thou seest.
He is the only one that received a different answer.
Did that stop him?
He still went ahead. Why? Because the seed that is inside of him is the seed of unbelief.
He couldn't help himself.
That one, they were still not satisfied.
They still want a clearer something.
When they were now eating the Last Supper,
he was talking about the thing Jesus.
Then Peter told John,
look, ask the master.
Let him tell us clearly here the person.
He said, well, when I saw
the person I give is the person.
I'm sure if everybody was sleeping that time, they opened their eyes.
They opened their eyes.
As he saw like this one, then he gave to Judas.
Why did Judas fall down and say that after I follow you for this day and that, why must it be me that will do a thing like that?
Why did he fall down?
Judas didn't have revelation of all the ministry of Jesus Christ. He still went and covenanted with the people and said that what are you going to give me so that I will show him the thing.
Brother, he thought that Jesus will escape because he has escaped several times.
He thought he will escape.
He did not understand the scriptures. He didn't understand the services. That there is a prophecy. That is the way it will go.
It is not good for somebody to be a part of the congregation. You are not understanding what is happening.
That is why there is room for question and answer. You can ask questions. They ask Jesus Christ questions. And he answered. They ask Abraham questions and he answered.
The Bible makes us to know.
Immediately he collect that thing and the thing and he swallow it.
If it's somebody else, he throw down the food, he will not eat it.
As he swallowed that thing, the Bible said that Satan entered into him.
There is a level of anointing of unbelief he had before. But he needed another higher anointing to betray Jesus.
Then he went out. When to go and meet the people, and he warned the people.
The way I will greet him, I will be person I embrace, go and greet. I will not greet any other person until I greet him.
So you have to be vigilant.
Because the money I collect, I will not give you.
So be careful.
This is, I've already warned you. As I go greet, I will greet, is the one I will greet.
Maybe when we enter, maybe Peter will say, Abraham, you are welcome.
You know, get respect. I never greet pastor.
You are trying to say, no.
Philip, my dear brother.
Say, look, you should know order. It is pastor first before we greet ourselves. So he went and greeted the pastor.
Pastor.
Then those people enter inside. At that time, of course, they must be around the window people because that is something. If they miss that sign, he has the money fact. But by the time they came, he said, "Friend, why are you betraying the son of man with a kiss?" Then those people enter inside. Then he asked them a question: "Whom seek ye?" The Bible says they went back. If he had not surrendered himself, that's where they will stay. They will never rise. He told them that I give my life. He said, "No man take it away from me. I'm the one that surrendered it. Nobody can take it away from me." You can't. Even Satan himself, he tried it before. When he said, turn this stone to bread, the prophet said he wanted him to obey him. Jesus refused that one. He took him to the pinnacle of the temple. From that one, he took him to the peak of the mountain. In all those ones, he didn't succeed. Even there was a time they wanted to push Jesus off the brow of a hill. You want to push him so that he don't fall and scatter his head. He just disappear. Because hour has not come. Judas was expecting something like that. And then this money will now be spoken. If inside the church, he's the one that have the bag. Nobody dragged that one with him. He helped himself off from there. That's according to the scripture. Mm-hmm. John said we know he was a thief. Because he had the bag. They have been suspecting that when they gather money, what will the declare later? If that money we gather, what? If the master guard did not talk, who are they to talk? Everybody keep quiet. Jesus knows Judas. Jesus is God. Hey! For somebody to know that this is a thief and carry the money and give to him, there's no human being that can try it. Nobody can try that thing. I give you the money. So I keep the money. Not only did he give you the money, he knew when he was helping himself, he knew he was taking from it. May the Lord be our help. If we not finish today, we'll continue another day. Because this is the day where we will never touch anywhere. Amen. Every seed of God. Now let me say this as we have it in the message that I think one of the ministers took recently, I think Reverend Joseph also. God was reaching mercy. The prophet said, the seed that is placed in a child of God is actually the message of his day. That is actually what makes it easy for them to believe that message. It is that seed coming to life. It is life striking that seed. If that seed is not there, he will never believe. He will never believe. It is this seed that come to life that made the person to say, "I see it." If the seed is not there, if it is just an environmental, whatever the person just was caught in, like the net that go into the river for fish and cast snake and the tortoise and the rest of it like that, it will still go. And if it is the seed of God and it slip out, it will still run back inside. That one is just passing through Israelite Jordan. But these things are completely in the hands of God. There was a cousin of Brother Brian, Mervyn by name. He knew the truth before, and he has stayed away. After some time, he came to the prophet. He told the prophet the dream is happening. Brother Ram said, Mervyn, your place is at the altar. There is no the interpretation of your dream. It is God telling you that your place is at the altar. Simple. There may be many Mervyns everywhere today, in all the nations of the earth, that God is dealing with somehow. When the time right, they won't be able to take the next step until they yield themselves. It's only God that knows them. The prophet said, when we talk about predestination, he said this natural birth that women give birth is even more mysterious than the virgin birth. The virgin birth, it is only one seed that enters inside. With one, because they were created by God. Only one seed and one egg that meet. It's not that they go and be swimming. No, no, no. This one is spoken. It is spoken from God that you will conceive. The seed is the word. The egg is in the womb of Mary, created there by the faith that Mary has, and by predestination. When it's fight like this one, it begins to form that one, immaculate conception. Till today, there are people that does not believe it. Thousands of people still exist today that does not believe that it was a virgin birth. But the prophet said, this natural one, when male and female meet, he said, millions of seed that come from this male is discharged into the woman, and also meet millions of egg there. The prophet said, the one that is alive is his only God that knows. It may be the one in the middle here. That we go and crawl and meet the one at the last in this place and swim past all others. He said, once the two, one here and one here that has life, once they meet, he said, all the other one will perish. They will all perish. All those things is foreknown by God here. Then the prophet said that at birth, when the child is to come out, he said there is something very tiny like the end of your nail that God slipping into that child. He said that is why a special atmosphere is around the woman. No matter whether the woman is mean, wicked, he has been cursed. He said she's going to have a sweet feeling when that lamb is to come out. He said because the angel is there to slip in that thing. When he slip inside, that is the illet. That is the seed that the child will come to sooner or later. For us to reach here, we reach like this one. Some people think that we are marked. Like they said that Paul was marked. How can you be believing all these type of stories? Some people will say they are worshiping a white man. They saw white man, they did not see what is up there. If it is black, they will also say black man. There is no color that God used that people will not talk. That man doesn't concern me. Is it color I'm looking at? I'm looking at the pillar of fire. When God chose Moses in his day, it's about the worst person that God could get. It was a stammerer. God was sending somebody to the White House. And it's now a stammer. He needed somebody to help him to pronounce his word. He creates such an embarrassing situation. Oh, yeah, talk now. What did you say? He's so wobbled until Aaron, who is his brother, who has known how he talks. We have to repeat what in a fluent form. That is what Muslims are making. It is coffers because of lack of revelation. And the two of them have fluent voices. Scoffers. They've been mimicking, they are mimicking Moses and Aaron. But that was God's choice. Whether he stammer, he did not stammer, that was God's choice. Then God said, would have even healed that impediment of speech. He did not heal it. That was a problem to some people. He walked in mysterious ways. His wonders to perform. The way he chooses, he has his reason for it. You are not comfortable with it. You can't fit in with his program. In this generation, when God descended, the person that God chose did not go to school. Only primary school. That was the problem with Roy Davis. If God is going to choose somebody, is it you with a seventh grade education that doesn't know how to pronounce your word? And if I hear you very well, you say you will pray for kings and potentates. So God will not be able to use people that are, and he himself is a doctor. Dr. Roy Davis. Grammar is fluent in his mouth. He also has faith. He has faith. Faith that makes him to drink sulfuric acid. And he survived. He was in the presence of the challenger. When they said, if anybody says this is what I come and drink this sulfuric acid. Roy Davis stood up, collected it, and drank it. He said, if I die, I will meet God. He drank the thing. And it doesn't know how. That was Roy Davis. Despite this, he did not have the revelation of the message. Though the very person that is to carry it started from his church. It was his girlfriend that carried it to that church. Whichever way God walks, he walks in mysterious ways. His wonders to perform. He got to a time that Roy Davis knew that God is with this boy. Until he could send patients to him. He was the one that sent William Upshaw, the congressman, who has been on wheelchair for 66 years. At the age of 20, he fell down and hurt his back. And he was there. Sometimes when he has to lie down, they have to make a hole under him so that the vibration will not be affecting his back and not be hurting him. And when you put him on wheelchair, this and that, pull him here and there, gone to every picture he knew under the sun. They are pour oil on him every now and then, pray for him, everything. Until Roy Davis told him, may I tell you something? Do you know William Branham? Go and find out where he's having his meeting. This thing was not, it was in the late 40s, this happened. This thing happened in the late 40s. And Roy Davis and Brabham, they parted. 1932-1933. 1933 was when Brabham went to do his first water baptism. He said he went to baptize about 500 people.
He said they have to pull him out of the water when he finished. Because almost no blood flowing by the time he finished. The voice of God spoke on the 17th person. Then he continued until he finished. Several years later, the angel met him in 1946. He physically, there is nobody in this our generation that have that same testimony. If he saw the physical angel physically that appeared before him, man to man like this, that talked to him, he saw the vision of Jesus Christ 2 to 3 times. He went beyond the curtain and saw the people that are already in that place. He saw them there and he had fellowship with them. The testimony he has, there is no preacher in this generation or even the former generation that have it. It was so special that the things that happened in this our generation, only in one service, he has 7 truck load of wheat ears and crushes in only one service. Who do you say this is? Even if there are no miracles, even if there are no disarmaments, if all that happened is that voice that spoke in 1933, I will still follow it. But God did those things in abundance for vindication, so that nobody will have an excuse. Amen. The prophet talked about the eagle story that he used to narrate. He said this eagle story, we are familiar with the story, that a farmer that wants to have a set for hashish, whether it's 16 eggs, he called a set that they used to have in that place. Say, but the egg that the farmer has, he remained one. So when he saw where an eagle laid 2 eggs, then he picked one of it and went to go and add to that his own egg so that he can hatch. So say when those the mother hen hatched all the eggs, there was one of them that was funny, did not resemble the others. Because they have different natures. Their diets were different. Not only that, the voice of the mother hen, this one didn't understand. But that is where he was born. So the prophet said that he has to pick something so that he can survive. Because if you don't eat anything at all, you will die. That is why some eaglets have to be in some denominations and pick something here and there to survive. But he said, this mama eagle that dropped, that laid 2 eggs, and found that it was only one remaining. He said he knew that that other one should be somewhere. So he began to search. As he was searching, he said there was one day that this mama hen that the little eagle was back under, he said he carried the little chicks and everything far away from home a little bit. And when the mama eagle flew across that place, he sighted a creature among these eggs that is different, that is just like this, the other one that he has, that is different from the other one. So he looked at it, that this is the thing now. He hovered over the place and screamed. Then the scream was familiar with this little eaglet. But for the end, it was a disturbing noise. That is how the message is to people that is not sent to. It's a disturbing noise. As he hovered and screamed, the prophet said the conversation
said that you are an eaglet, you are not a chicken. You are in the wrong camp. He said, what do I do? Because himself know all this why he has been there. Is there a hope? Say, yes, there is hope. Say, we ought to do this. So come up. Come up. I never go any hope since. So I've been a terrestrial animal since. Working with this, say, but that will not the way you are. Something is inside of you that can fly higher than where you are. Say, what do I do? He said, look at your side. You find out that you have two wings. Say, the ones you have is different from the other chicken. If they flop their own, you will not go reach anywhere. But you flop your own, you will see that's a power, a predestination, a seed very inside of you that will carry you higher than this one. So when the thing flop like this one, true, say flop, just flop it. If flop me like this one, if I had the 2 feet left the ground. He said, flop me, second, he flop me, see, he still left. The mama in said, come back, what way are you going? This is where we are fellowship. He said, say, the voice I'm hearing is more familiar than your own. Because the Bible said, my sheep know my voice. And when they hear my voice, say, they follow me. A stranger's voice will they not follow? Because they know not the voice of a stranger. When he flop it and flop it, up it goes like that. And may I say this? This mama eagle, with the power that it has, sometimes to even pick lion off the ground. Don't you think that if you go and pick this mama hen and flung it off, he can easily come and pick his own eagle? Can't he do that? He can do that. But the reason is that, but now, there is a part that the little eagle also has to do. Is he want to do the flopping? He will reach a stage before God will now pack it. That is the effort that everybody that has to come to God has to do. There's an effort. You also have to flop your wings. You have to make an effort. You have to know that where you are is not meant for you. Then you make an effort and flop the wings. When you get to some extent, God will take care of the rest. Amen. Many a denomination like this because of fear of the unknown. If it is God calling you, no fear, no nothing. Amen. Oh, my. May the Lord be our wife. These people that are the bride member in this age, you have heard it over and over and over. How to become a member. You have had it just like when Brother Wu preached last year, April. He said that, and also we talk it in every service. How to become a member is very simple. It's to repent of every unbelief. It's to repent. The reason why Brother Abraham said that the only sin there is unbelief. He says stealing, unclean living, adultery, fornication, and all these other things, say they are not sin. But they are just attributes of sin. They are the children that sin give birth to. But the main sin is unbelief. When you actually believe God's word that say that thou shalt not steal, then you will not see. Because God has said, don't see. Then you will not see. When God tell you that don't dress immoral, you will not dress immoral. When God tell you don't lie, you will not lie. The devil is a liar and the father of it. So anyone that is telling lies, that is a liar. You are trying to say that Satan is your father. That's the person you identify with. It's the DNA of Satan. It's lie. God is truth. And the children are truthful. Amen. listening the other day, the prophet said it's impossible for a bald-haired woman to enter in. It's impossible for a woman that cuts her hair to enter in. The glory of God that he has given to you as a woman, when you chop it off, the glory of God had departed. And the prophet says that you can't enter heaven with it. It's a strong statement, but it's the truth. No, there are some women, they say, this blatant of your time, just cut your thing. Because they don't even, nominations don't even know these things we are talking about. They don't even know it. I was talking with Pastor David yesterday. He said that he went out somewhere and he almost talked to a girl. He said, when we met the girl, that our boss was outside, almost practically more than half of it. That's the norms. It's the fashion of today. When, girls believe that you have to, I don't know, something that is. In our way, when we were young, apart from the old women that doesn't care that their body is already dead, that do anyhow in the village setting, the young ones, the young women, you can't see their body. You can't see their body in those days. You can't see their body. But we just get there, we begin to see the things coming up gradually, and we are here, where we are now. Majority are prostitutes on the street. Father David says he almost called him. Sometimes you call them. I said, well, don't go to there. Are some other place that almost all you see is that one. Or worse. We see them now that they just wear something like pants like this one. And they'll be going and then wear some. Well, like spaghetti, or they just wear something, and then they are going, very, they just go. That body has been thoroughly dealt with. That is what removed that shape. That is the only thing that removed that shape. It is overdue of rottenness. That's what removed the shape. Women are supposed to be shamefaced, to blush before men, but not be today. Now, banko like this. Because the body is no more sacred. It has become everything. May God be gracious unto us. In the scriptures, we're so close now. The prescription to be a bride of Christ, a member of Christ, a member of the church of Christ, is given very clearly and simply. On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down, Peter told the people, when they asked a question that was 37 of Acts 2, what shall we do in order to be saved? He did not tell them to join church. He didn't tell them to learn how to play guitar. He didn't tell them to learn how to play keyboard. He didn't tell them or to learn how to sing or to clap hands or how to dance. What he told them was that repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, for the remission of your sins, you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And Brother Paul said in Corinthians, it is by one spirit that we all are baptized into that one body. That is the visa for the rapture. That is the identity card for the rapture. That is the only thing, because the prophet told us that according to the scripture, the Bible said that when we shall see him, we shall be like he is. The spirit that will be inside of him must be the same inside of us. Like when the big magnet lowered down, You know when the rapture is to take place, Jesus Christ is not going to put his feet down here. The Bible says we'll meet him in the air. The prophet said there are impersonations. God is not responsible for it. Some spoke in tongues. They say they have Holy Ghost. Some dance in the spirit. They say they have Holy Ghost. Some shouted. They say they have Holy Ghost. With their off. Rabbi said it's not against any of these things. You can shout. You can dance. You can sing. You can weep. You can do everything. But what comes out of you after that? The fruit that your life bears is the only thing that proves that the Spirit of Christ have entered inside. Because our actions, our reactions, the things that come out of our mouth, there is a Spirit generating it. If it is the Spirit of Christ, it will be like the words of Christ. If it is the Spirit of Christ, the actions will be like the actions of Christ. If it is the Spirit of Christ, but if it is the Spirit of our family, some family have anger, some have unforgiving spirit, some fight. Brabran's family is anger, and he has it until he almost killed 4 or 5 boys just at once. The dog, that means the police that poisoned his dog, Mr. Short, when he was burying the dog, he promised the dog, I will get the man for you. The man will come and meet you. And he went back home and went to go and get his gun. When the father knew what he was going for, he jacked it from his hand. Then he made up his mind. Say, I know what I will do. Say, he's a policeman. When he is on his duty one day, I will drive my motor and do as if he break free. I will kill him. That was what he made up his mind to do. He told us in the tape. The anger was still boiling. Even though days are past, weeks are past, the anger never stopped. But he said that when he was converted, he said he led the same policeman back to Christ. A year after his conversion, he went to a house to read meter. While he was reading meter, the woman there talked anyhow to him. He said, if it had been a year before this one, he said he does not believe in a man beating woman. He said he would have broken that principle. Because he knew that in his nature, without the Holy Ghost before, he will beat up a woman. So if you know that your husband is not a Christian, you better walk softly there. Abraham said he would have broken that principle. Say, a man that will beat a woman is not man enough. All those things he talk about. He said, for himself, he would have broken it if it had been a year father before he received the Holy Ghost. He would have beaten the woman. When you are dealing with somebody who is not a Christian, walk softly. Walk softly. See, I will tell pastor. Before pastor, you don't beat the life out of you. Mass grant softly. May the Lord be our help. There will be a rapture. Where we reach, we have to stop. But well, let me say this as we close. We have some people that used to say that the seventh seal is not revealed.
When the prophet preached the seven seals, the first night, first seal, second night, and he preached the six seals. Then on the day he preached the seventh seal, he said, of course, he says in threefold, one fold of who yesterday, one fold today, the other one, he said, is in unknown tongues. He said, he look at it like this, but he could not make out what is there. Then he told us that when Jesus Christ was here on earth, he said, he preached about the seventh seal. He said, when he got to that seventh seal, he said, no man will know it. He said, not even the Son of Man. He said, it is reserved. That one is closed until it will take place. Then the prophet said, that is the reason that it was a half hour silence. No sound, nothing. When John was asked to write down whatever he sees and what he hears, this time around, he didn't see anything. He didn't hear anything. Everything was just quiet for half an hour. The prophet says it has to do with the coming of the Lord. And there have been people that used to prophesy and say the rapture will happen so day. Those ones, when they are saying it, you already know that this is a congregation of deceivers. When you saw that the Bible said nobody will know, when the prophet said nobody will know, which type of prophet, which spirit is jumping on somebody to prophesy? What is he saying? It's not scriptural. It's not according to the message. Even those that say that if the seven seals reveal, what is the new name of Jesus? Brother Abraham has given the answer in the seventh church age book. He said it will be revealed in his own time. You can't force anything out of God. The things he wants us to know in the seventh sea have been made known. He said, these other ones is there. In fact, when Abraham was preaching the seventh sea, he said, something draw a line that you cannot go further from here. Stop where you have reached. Say, you have said enough. Stop here. You can't force God to say what he doesn't want to say. Supposing that there are being information that the rapture will happen in 2025, people will live wickedly till December of 2024. January 2025, they will now become pious. They now become pious and now be doing JJ. If you slap them, they will not respond because the rapture is about to happen. God doesn't work in those things like that. It is a sudden, secret going away of the bride. Nobody will know it. We are only told of the seasons, events that we will see happening before it, which we have seen practically everything. After that one, it will just happen one day suddenly, and that will be all. Nobody will know anything for that. God willing, the next time, we will finish the sermon, the rapture. It's in prophecy. It will happen. Everybody that have this hope in himself, purify himself. Make yourself ready. Because the bride has made herself ready. Make yourself ready. Check your life. If your life is not following the scripture or the message, purge yourself. Pray. Fast. Make confessions. Ask God for mercies. Lay before him. Listen to his word. This word of God must be there must be something that is magnetic to this word of God in our life. If not, something is wrong somewhere. Something is wrong somewhere. You can play the tape, and it will play when you are resting. It will play if you want it when you are driving. It will play in your house. Anytime it will play. But for 3 months sometimes, you may not play anyone. If care is not taken, you just discover that you are very busy. Then you are only depending on coming to church. You can't be ready for the rapture like that. It's more than that. We are to lay in the presence of the S-O-N of God. How do you lay in his presence? By listening to his word constantly, by meditating on it, by praying, by searching your life. That is how to lay in his presence and get right. May the Lord be gracious to us. God bless you richly. May his coming be glad in our hearts. Oh, complete the rest. The next time, the rapture. When the prophet finished that sermon, he said, how many would like to go in the rapture? Some people lift up their hands, which as I'm asking, may I lift up my hand, I want to go in the rapture. I want to go in the rapture. Whatever it will take, I want to go. I don't want people to leave me behind. I don't want to worship in vain. After I've known what I've known, I will be of all men most miserable. Anybody that misses it and is in this message, you will be of all men most miserable. Instead of going to enjoy yourself very well, then you have suffered in vain. And you see how to suffer the same thing with the people that are enjoying themselves now. Far be it. May that not be the portion of any of us. Trumpet of the Lord may sound any moment. If it sounds, those who are ready, they will go with it. God is not coming for a particular church. He is coming for a bride. He is coming for a people that are called by his name. A people that believe his word. A people that live by his word. A people that this word is their life. Those are the ones that is coming for. You want to be there? You have to take this word, like David said, above your necessary means. It has to be your life. Shall we pray? Gracious eternal Father, we thank you, O God, for these few words that have been spoken, talking about the rapture, though we have not finished. We thank you, O God, for this our age. It's a glorious age. Even though this is the age
of the pain or strident, a combination of all the evil spirits of the devil. It's a deceiving age because it has a deceiving color. Yet is the age that you have ordained that some of your children that live here will physically go in the rapture, not see death. We thank you for the message of the hour. We thank you for the prophet you have sent. We thank you for the word that he has given unto us. We thank you for your wisdom, Lord, that you have told the prophet, Lord, in late 40s to stop up this thing because the bride will have none of it. We thank you for the things that is available for us. We thank you, O God, for the great way in which you prove your prophet. You vindicated him to be the messenger of this age. We don't have any doubt in our hearts concerning that. The grace to follow all his instructions. The grace to follow all the teachings that he has given to us. To take the rebukes and all that he has told us. Give us that grace, Heavenly Father. May no negative spirit rise up in any of us. We have looked at the days past, the days of Moses. We saw just two people that were faithful believers. A majority of them were called mixed multitude. Lord Jesus, after we have left the world, after we have said goodbye to them, we don't want any of us, oh God, to go back to our vomit. The things that we have left may never happen. Some have done that we have had here and there. Left this glorious message and went back to their vomit like a dog. Oh Jehovah God, the things that we have aiming, the things that we have acknowledged to be the truth, the things that we lifted up our hands for, the things that we praise and thank you for, may none of us go back to it. To pick it up again or to wallow inside of it. That Holy Spirit, which is the confirmation of each one's election, which proves that we are part of him before the world began, which proves that we have our name in the Lamb's Book of Life, I pray you confirm it to everybody, Father. Help us, dear Father. Walk upon us. As many as I see not sure of having your spirit, may they never rest day and night until they will get to that position of assurance that you have visited them. Grant it, Heavenly Father. We know that while we are present here, your spirit is here with us. You can feel any heart that is ready. May you be gracious to your people. Let it be, dear Father, that those whose heart are ready, may you feed them at this hour. There be those who do not understand what we are saying. Understanding coming from you, revelation coming from you. We pray you remember each of them, Lord. Let it be, eternal Father. After we have had these things, may we not experience condemnation on it, Father. When that day shall come, I will remember that these things came to our hearing, O God of mercy. Maybe a time of testimonies. There be anyone that is sick in the audience, it's written that you sent your word and it healed them. May the echo of your word bring healing to your people. Sicknesses and affliction, may they depart from your children. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Bless us as an altar. Grant the desires of their heart. Every hand that goes up, you know the need behind them. May you grant it to each and every one of us. Thank you, King of Glory. The next service this afternoon, make it a greater blessing unto us. Blessed be your wonderful name for granting this petition. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. The Lord bless you. 2 o'clock. will be the next service. Shall we rise, please? 87.